Hi, everybody, and welcome back to English Digest. I'm Pat.
And I'm Tom. And today we're going to continue talking about VTours or virtual tours. And today we've got kind of a virtual introduction or introductory video by the host, Barry Scott. And Barry's going to take us on a tour around their website and all the different kinds of VTours that are available on this particular website.
That's right. We learned that in yesterday's lesson, VTours seems it could be just a virtual tour, but here we're using it as the name of a company that does these virtual tours, which allow you to go around famous places using your computer. They use digital photographs and footage to construct a virtual tour, an almost real tour of a famous place, and you go around and you check it out. So as Tom said, we're going to look a little bit at some of the different tours that VTours has available, find out a bit about their software. So let's read through and see what Barry Scott has for us. Hello, and welcome to the VTours introductory video. I'm your host, Barry Scott. Today, I'll be showing you how to navigate your way around the VTours website, as well as giving you a small taste of the hundreds of interactive virtual tours VTours has to offer. One of our most popular tours takes you to the renowned Louvre Museum in Paris, France. Normally, this location is crammed with visitors, but with our virtual tour, you can have the museum all to yourself. You can check out the Mona Lisa and all the other famous paintings in addition to the building's incredible architecture. Next, here's a short sample of our tour of the Great Wall of China. You won't need to worry about bad weather or tired legs as you explore one of the wonders of the world. Another thing virtual tours can do is take you to places not normally accessible to the public. For example, here's a brief look at what it's like to be inside one of the launch control centers at NASA. We have other tours that take you into the White House, Buckingham Palace, and Fort Knox, which is where the US keeps most of its gold reserves. I hope you've enjoyed our little taster tours. What I'm going to do now is show you how to use the VTours control panel so that you can make the most of your VTours experience.
Okay, everybody, today we're going to see the world with VTours. And as we mentioned at the beginning of the program, this is the company that was introducing their company to Gordon in yesterday's lesson when they were trying to persuade Gordon to take this virtual tour or to invest in this virtual tour about their palace, or at least their mansion.
Yep.
The mansion that they administer. And so now we've got Barry Scott here kind of introducing the entire company and some of the other VTours that they offer.
That's right. He's kind of the host, you know, he's like a presenter guy for this particular video, and it's an introductory video. He's welcoming everyone to the VTours introductory video. Introductory is the adjective form of the word introduction, so we use it to describe things that come first and introduce what else is going on. So you could have an introductory video to explain what's going to come next. You could have an introductory class at the start of a whole set of classes to kind of tell you what you're going to learn in the rest of the classes. So anything that starts off, you could make some introductory remarks at the start of a meeting to kind of say, hello everybody, I'm going to introduce you today, we're going to talk about this, and so on. So introductory just means whatever's at the start. It describes what is at the start of something.
And this introductory video is introducing VTours to whoever wants to watch this video. And, of course, the host introduces himself. I'm your host, Barry Scott. And he goes on to say, today, I'll be showing you how to navigate your way around the VTours website. So here we've got the word navigate. And that just means basically to show you how to get around. Here's how you're going to get from point A to point B. Here's the course that you're going to follow. follow. And navigate, of course, oftentimes refers to airplanes and ships and things like that. You don't really need to navigate so much if you're driving, although you do need to figure out where you're going.
Yeah.
But when I see the word navigate, I usually think of some kind of ship, like a boat on the ocean or a plane in the sky.
Yeah, here we're talking about navigating your way around a website. So he's kind of explaining here, he's using navigate to mean how to go to a different VTOR, how to pause it, how to use the software, kind of how to look around, where's our VTOR library. So it's how to find your way around this website and how to use all the features it has. He also says, as well as teaching people how to navigate their way around, he'll give the viewers a small taste of the hundreds of interactive virtual tours this company VTours has to offer. We mentioned interactive yesterday. It means you can do something to it and it will respond almost like a conversation. So all of these tours are interactive. You'll be allowed to click on things or pause things, watch extra content, zoom in so you get a better view, walk around it and see it like it's a 3D thing and so on.
Exactly right. So that's just a sampling here that they're going to give us, and we'll find out what some of those samples are as we move on here to the next paragraph. So here we go. Barry goes on to say, one of our most popular tours takes you to the renowned Louvre Museum in Paris, France. And, of course, that's a French word, so I think you can pronounce this Louvre or Louvre or something like that. That's probably the most famous museum in the world, actually. It's that one that's got that kind of glass pyramid in front of it, and it's also famous for having the Mona Lisa there. And a friend of mine who went there said that, gee, that museum is full of paintings of dead Jesuses.
Well, yeah, it's renowned for sure. Renowned kind of means famous, you know, celebrated for its high quality. Now, because it is so renowned, so famous, normally this location is crammed with visitors. Yeah, I can imagine. I've never been, but I imagine it's always full. It's crammed with people. If you're crammed with something, or if something is crammed with something, it's full of it. So there's almost no space to move around. And some of the pictures I've seen of the people who want to go and take, like, look at the Mona Lisa, you know, there's hundreds and hundreds of people in there. You can't get to the front. It's, you know, it's like being in a barrel with a load of fish. You just can't move.
I think I'm happy to see a picture of the Mona Lisa online and not in person. Someone told me that the Mona Lisa is actually quite a small painting.
It's not big, yeah.
It's actually probably better to see it online, maybe. But in any case, is crammed with, as you said, means it's got a lot of people there. You could also say it's stuffed with people. It's full of people.
Yeah. Jammed with, packed with.
Mm-hmm. Indeed, those are all the same meaning. So it's crammed with visitors, of course. The Louvre Museum is one of the most popular tourist destinations in France. But with our virtual tour, you can have the museum all to yourself. I can imagine that when they went in there to take pictures for this virtual tour, they did it when the museum wasn't open, so there won't be all sorts of people around there. You can have clear views of all the works of art. You can have the museum all to yourself. Nobody else is fighting to get in front of you to take that selfie in front of the Mona Lisa.
Yep, and of course that is one thing you can check out while you're there, the Mona Lisa. You can see all the other famous paintings in there, and you can also look at the building's incredible architecture. So the architecture is kind of the style of the building, the way it's designed, you know, using classical or Gothic or Renaissance kind of building structures and the way they do the corners and the roofs and everything like that. And it's incredible. It's amazing. It's kind of like mind-blowing, like, wow, this is so beautiful, this is so stylish, you know, this is just unlike anywhere I've ever been.
Exactly, and I did want to mention the word architecture here does refer to the art and practice of designing and constructing buildings. It does not refer to the buildings themselves. So basically this means that you can take a look at the architecture or the design or the different features of this incredible building, and so please don't make that mistake. I've heard people take the word architecture and add an S to it as if they're talking about different buildings, and that's not correct usage. Architecture is basically the science of designing and constructing buildings. Now, then Barry goes on to say, next, here's a short sample of our tour of the Great Wall of China. So they're going all around the world from France here to China. And, of course, as you know, the Great Wall of China is Wanli Cheng Cheng in Chinese, and there are lots of places to see on the Great Wall. I was there once about, 15 years ago or so, but I went to a part that was really close to Beijing, but I understand there are all sorts of other places to check out the wall. The place we went to was crammed with visitors.
I bet it was. Now, that's one problem you could face. Another could be it's outside, so if it's raining or snowing or windy, it might not be so nice to walk around. But with a VTOR, you don't have to worry about bad weather. You don't need to worry about it or tired legs. Of course, a lot of walking from one part to the other, along the wall, up steps and hills and slopes. So you don't need to worry about bad weather or tired legs as you explore one of the wonders of the world through the VTOR.
I thought that was one of the great aspects of going there, that you could climb up that wall, and there were hundreds of steps to climb up, and you got really tired, but I think that made the tour all the more enjoyable.
I'm sure it would, but suppose you were in a wheelchair, or you had very small children with you.
Or you don't have the money to fly to China
or something like that. So you look at both sides of the coin.
Indeed. So, yeah, you get the advantage of checking the place out, and you don't have to be tired, and you don't have to worry about bad weather, and a bunch of kids, and a bunch of people trying to sell you things, and various things like that. Maybe mosquitoes in the summer or something like that, or getting a sunburn.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you can just enjoy this right there at your desk, or maybe even with your smartphone. Who knows? Mm-hmm. Now, Barry goes on in the next paragraph to say, another thing virtual tours can do is take you to places not normally accessible to the public. That sounds pretty fun there. Actually, there are some places that are actually closed to tourists. Nobody can go there because for some reason they just don't want people in there. People might cause damage, or they might steal some state secrets or something. Who knows?
Yeah, or it could just be private property, you know, all sorts of things to consider. For example, Barry says, here's a brief look. And so we can imagine we're going to see a video here, a short VTOR. Here's a brief look at what it's like to be inside one of the launch control centers at NASA. Now, of course, that's going to be a hard place for you to go around, especially when they are launching a rocket. So here the word launch, it's used kind of as a noun in the article, could also be a verb to launch a rocket. In this context, we're talking about sending a rocket into the sky. Basically, the whole process of liftoff that you only really get to see in movies. You know, we're kind of familiar with it from watching movies like Apollo 13 or whatever it was, and some of the Armageddon, things like that. But imagine what it would be like to walk around there and check out all that stuff. They probably don't let many people in there, so taking a VTOR would be a great way to see it.
That's one way to see it. And again, this is a place that is not normally accessible to the public. They just don't let people in there. There are too many people, etc. And maybe they would offer a tour of the government buildings in different parts of the world. When I was a kid, we went to the Congress or something.
Okay.
They let people in there, but I don't think they do that anymore because of national security concerns. So maybe now this particular company could give you a tour of the White House or something like that. But the example listed here is going to one of the launch control centers at NASA, even though I don't think NASA is sending very much into space these days. But he goes on to say, we have other tours that take you into the White House. Also, Buckingham Palace, which is where the Queen lives, right?
That's right, one of them.
And also Fort Knox, which is in the United States, in Kentucky, I believe. And that's where the U.S. keeps most of its gold reserves. Reserves are just things they're keeping in reserve just in case they need to use it in the future.
Yeah, it's basically, so this big place is where there's just loads of gold, you know, big loads of gold. So you can imagine why they don't let many people in there. I guess you could maybe, these are places you could take official tours of, but only at certain times of the day or year and only see a small part. So a VTOR would allow you to kind of look at some of the other cool stuff without having to schedule your trip or only see a little bit and so on. Okay, so Barry goes on into the final paragraph. He says, I hope you've enjoyed our little taster tours. So he calls them taster tours because they give you a taste. They let you know what it's going to be like. It's not the full meal, it's not the full tour, but it's a nice little taste to kind of get you interested, or to use that phrase from yesterday's lesson, whet your appetite and make you go, oh yeah, I really would like to go to that place for real, or maybe pay a little more to the website so I can take the full tour.
Taster tours. That reminds me of the old Windows programs. They would offer these small versions of the larger ones. They were called tasters, mm-hmm. where you could try the software program out, and if you liked it, then you could actually purchase the full program, like Microsoft Word or all those other ones for presentations and databases and stuff like that. So this is a taster tour, and this is where Barry is wrapping things up here. He's giving us a conclusion. I hope you enjoyed our taster tours. And then he says, what I'm going to do now is show you how to use the VTours control panel so that you can make the most of your VTours experience. So I'm not quite sure exactly what this VTours control panel is, but it's probably some kind of software. It appears on the screen and you click on certain buttons and things like that in order to access certain kinds of information.
Yeah, I imagine it's kind of, okay, this one takes you forward, this one is going, you know, go into this room, look in more detail, you know, watch video, listen to stuff. So all that kind of stuff will be built into the VTours software so you can experience it. So I imagine now if you were on the website, you'd probably watch the next video and learn about how to go around. Or maybe you'd stop here and just watch a VTour without the control panel and kind of hope that you understand it. But be a good idea to watch the next video to find out what happens so you can make the most of the experience. To make the most of something means to use that thing to its full advantage, to kind of experience everything it has to offer. Get the full package instead of just, you know, trying some of it or not really knowing what to do with it and not getting the best experience from it.
Exactly. So I'm imagining that this VTours introductory video or whatever is free, mm-hmm. but then when you actually sign up for these various tours, you probably have to pay a certain kind of fee for these different tours. And, of course, Barry Scott was the host of the program today, and he introduced us to various VTours that they offer. He gave us some samplings here mm-hmm. of going to the Louvre Museum and also to the NASA Control Center and also Buckingham Palace, the White House, Fort Knox. Maybe they even are going to take us to the Chiang Kai-shek Memorial Hall here
Could
in Taipei.
Yeah.
Or maybe the Palace Museum. Or maybe Inside 101. Who knows?
Well, it's now time for us to hand over to our Chinese teacher, but we'll be back to talk about some discussion questions related to this article.
Hi everyone, my name is Jenny. 今天我们看一下第四单元哦。今天的内容还是跟 VTours 有关，谈到虚拟导览。那我们在前面的对话里面提到了虚拟导览到底能够带来什么好处。那今天呢，我们就来看看它实际上能够做到的，嘿，还真的不少。首先呢，这边就告诉你，这个 VTours 呢，可以试试看到底你看到什么。我们举例来说明，前面的介绍里，他说到 I'll be showing you how to navigate your way around the VTours website as well as注意到了 as well as 当然它是一个所谓的连接词片语，哎，就像你其他的连接词片语一样，像你有 not only but also either A or B， 像这种都是属于片语式的连接词。那 as well as 这个连接词片语，它一样的有 A 有 B， 不过我们在使用上要注意，就是说 A 跟 B 这两个你在接的字词，它的词性上会有一种平行的作用，前面是名词，后面就是名词，前面是 VING， 后面就是 VING。 像这个地方 showing you， 这当然是进行式，注意到 as well as 后面也是一样V-I-N-G， 它写 giving you a small taste， 好，让你浅尝一下。不管是怎么样 as well as， 记得前后 A 和 B 有平行，在词类上要注意 一致性。再来，就要开始让大家来看看能看什么了。他说到的第一个地方是巴黎的罗浮宫，好，这当然是世界知名的景点。好，提到这个世界知名的景点，诶，罗浮宫呢，如果你透过这种虚拟导览，你大概就是一个人想看哪里就看哪里。好，你想看到的名画绝对没有问题。不过我们注意到这一句话里头提到了名画 Mona Lisa， 他说 You can check out the Mona Lisa and all the other famous paintings。 好，这个为什么要写 all the others？我们会想到 other 这个字哦，有时候你在讲其他的，到底有没有限定你的范围呢？如果你今天是泛指，那可能 other 前面就不需要加定冠词的。可是如果你像这里你指的是罗浮宫里的话，那我们现在前面提到了其中一个 Mona Lisa， 后面他说其他的，那就是在罗浮宫内的包括的其他名画那里的定冠词的就应该加上去比较妥当。所以当你有范围限定的时候，的定冠词变成必要的。 OK， 我们再来看前面说到了知名景点之外还有另外一件什么好处。它的好处很多，但你提了 A 这一点，好，另外还有 B 这一点，你用 another。好，不是只有这两个，所以你不会用 the other。 如果说像他能够得到的好处，可能在这边篇幅里头只 举到了一跟二，那还有三跟四没有讲哦。所以你记得这边只是从众多好处里面再提另外一点，你用 another。 OK， 这个好处是什么？诶，除了知名景点之外，你平常大家进不了的地方，你透过这种 VTours 你可以进去看的。好，比如说他提到的 NASA 这边的发射控制中心，平常你进不去，现在这个导览可以带你进去，甚至于进白宫、进白金汉宫都不是问题。当然后面最后他还提到一个地方叫 Fort Knox， 诶，这到底是哪里啊？其实我们读到这里可能也会有疑惑，所以看他后面的逗点 Which is where the US keeps most of its gold reserves。 当然这就解释说明这里是美国储藏黄金，大部分黄金储藏的地方。好，看到的 where 它基本上它引导出来的这个子句，它整个子句放在 be 动词的后面，就像一个补语的位置上一样。不过有时候我们也会加一个 the place 在 where 之前，如果你说 which is the place where， 那这样子的 where 子句就比较像关系子句了。OK， 我们再往下读，下面呢他就说到最后的结论。好，今天其实是让大家先试试看，先看一点东西，所以他说他这是一个尝鲜之旅。他用什么表示尝鲜之旅呢？ Taste tours。 好，那我们再来往下，下面呢就说到最后咯，跟大家讲怎么用这个 VTours 的控制面板，然后你才可以充分的利用你这样子的 VTours 体验，这边达到什么样的目的。 So that 这样子一个连接词片语，其实我们常见，记得哦，后面是表示目的。 OK， 我们今天的解释就到这边结束，我们下次见。
We're going to take a short break now, but please stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. We're on to our discussion questions. The first one is...What famous location would you like to visit with a virtual tour and why? So if you were going to take a V-tour of one of these places, what would you pick and why?
Well, actually, there are quite a few places that I would like to do or like to visit with a virtual tour. But actually, I'd like to use this to visit something that I've actually seen before,
mm-hmm.
to see it again and to see what it looks like now and to see if I missed anything. And that would be I don't even remember exactly what it's called. The Temple of the Emerald Buddha in Bangkok.
Okay.
It not only has that small little green Buddha image, but it also has this surrounding building that has this huge mural depicting the story of the Ramayana.
Oh, I think I have seen some of that. Yeah.
I thought that was pretty fabulous when Bangkok. I first saw it, and I would love to see that again, especially if I could see it as part of a V tour. How about yourself, Pat?
I would like to go to the ISS, or International Space Station, because, in fairness, I'm probably never going to get the chance. So, I would like a V-tour to see kind of what it's like up there, how they live, you know. I can't quite experience zero gravity, but maybe with today's technology and virtual reality, you can. Maybe they can give you a taste of what it feels like to float around and look at Earth from up there and see all these different things in the space station. So, I would like to do that purely because I don't think I could ever go there in real life.
You know, I have a feeling that Google probably offers something like that. If you go to Google Street View or something, you could probably find some kind of software that could take you up to the ISS, and you could float around in the various tubes and stuff there. And while you're on the subject, I would like to check out some of the Apollo landing sites on the moon, like the Apollo 11 landing site, to see what the actual site looks like now.
Sure.
With, I guess, the launcher is still there and some of the equipment there, but I don't think they took those kinds of pictures when they were there, and Google Maps cannot get up there with that special car or whatever.
Not easily, no.
It's just something that you can't have, but that is something that I would definitely like to check out if I had the chance. Okay, so let's move on to the next question here. It says, or it asks us, what are some possible advantages and disadvantages of virtual tours?
I guess we've covered quite a few of them in the article, the idea that you can go there with no crowds, in whatever weather, you won't have to get tired walking around the place, and you can see places that you normally wouldn't be able to get to. I guess another advantage would be that you could really take your time, because in some places, you know, you've only got a few hours, maybe you need to go somewhere, but you're like, oh, we had to miss this bit, and we maybe rushed through there, we didn't have time to see it all. With a virtual tour, you can just go, okay, I'll do the first half of it today, pause the tour, I'll come back tomorrow or after dinner next week, and I will look at the rest of the tour, so I can really explore it at my leisure and not have to be worried about going back and paying again or, you know, anything like that, just to really give me the chance to explore everything in the detail that I want.
Well, I could see that sort of as a disadvantage, especially if you go visit the place in person, and while you're there, you could probably think, well, I don't really need to pay attention to this because I can always take the virtual tour later, or if I can't see that painting over there because there's so many people there, well, I'll just wait till I see it back home, and then you probably aren't going to really be paying attention to what you're seeing at
the time. That's true, yeah. These things aren't perfect. You know, they're good if you use them in the right way, but they are, as we've said a few times, no substitute for the real thing. Okay, what do you guys think? Have a talk about it, discuss the issues, but that's all the time we have for today. For English Digest, thanks for listening. I'm Pat.
And I'm Tom.
Bye-bye.
Bye.